Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the February 18th, 2021 meeting of the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It is 7:37 p.m. for the record. We'll begin with roll call, starting on my left.
Carol Kenny.
Greg Wax.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Greg Phillips.
Tina Garzillo.
Yes, online, please. Tina Garzillo. Mr. McGrory.
Township Engineer.
Okay. Joe McGrory, Solicitor.
Krista.
Krista Stefkovic with Joe.
Okay. That takes us to meeting minutes. We have a series of meeting minutes up for approval tonight. The June 18th, 2020 business meeting, the July 16th, 2020 business meeting, the August 6th, 2020 zoning workshop, the August 6th, 2020 workshop meeting, the August 20th, 2020 business meeting, and the September 17th, 2020 business meeting minutes. Pleasure of the board.
Motion to accept.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mr. Wax, seconded by Mr. Phillips to accept the previously read meeting minutes. Are there any questions?
I just have one question. Once these are accepted, are they posted or will they be posted online?
Okay. Hopefully tomorrow we will post this group. Yes.
Okay, and then the remaining missing minutes not on here.
We're finishing them up.
We're working on those.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe even posting them.
We can do a draft.
Maybe even accepting them at the workshop meeting if we can get it done by then.
I can do that.
Business minute.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public on questions?
Nothing.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ms. Garzillo?
The 5-0.
She just mouthed aye.
Did you mouth aye? Okay.
Yeah.
So that passes 5-0. Under chairman's comments, I have no comments for this point in the meeting. Takes us to new business. Item A conditional use hearing. This is a continued hearing on Mansell Mill Road Corporation, 850 Mansell Mill Road, and they are seeking a conditional use approval pursuant to section 165-135 on use regulations of the Township Code to permit a residential-oriented development to be located on the SM1 zone property. I'll turn this over to Mr. McGrory or Krista.
At this time, I'll open the hearing. We've received a letter that we'll introduce into the record from the applicant's attorney, asking that be continued until our meeting in March. And Tony, when is that meeting in March?
That would be March 18th, Joe. It
would be March 18th at 7:30 in Freedom Hall at the Township Building. There'll be no further notice given. This is the notice to the public of when that hearing will take place. The board should vote on a record whether they agree to the continuance.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
So the motion by Mr. Phillips and seconded by Mrs. Kenny to accept their request for a continuance to next month, March 18th. Any questions? Mr. Hamaday, anyone's raised a question?
Nothing from the public, Mr. Okay. Generally.
In that case, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
So with that, we'll adjourn the hearing and reconvene into the public meeting portion of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. McGrory. I did forget to mention one thing. We are meeting in this fashion tonight primarily because we are still under a snow emergency. That snow emergency is continuing until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So even the board is in somewhat lesser sized quarters to conduct this meeting in WebEx fashion. That takes us to item B. This is a public hearing. An ordinance to amend Chapter 165 zoning and Section 165-145 of the Township Code to provide for a heavy industrial redevelopment overlay district and to permit certain research and development uses by right within the HI zoning district. We did hear an extensive discussion on this at the most recent workshop meeting, and this was moved forward for discussion and potential adoption tonight. Mr. Hamaday.
I will turn it over to Mr. McGorry to open up a public hearing on the proposed ordinance.
Okay. Mr. McGorry?
With that, I'll open the hearing, and I'll introduce into the record Board Exhibit 1, the ordinance, Board Exhibit 2, the legal notice, Board Exhibit 3, the proof of publication, Board Exhibit 4, the proof of submission to the County Law Library, Board Exhibit 5, the submission to the County Planning Commission, Board Exhibit 6, the submission to the Local Planning Commission, Board Exhibit 7, the review letter from the County Planning Commission, and Board Exhibit 8, the affidavit of posting with photos. With that, this ordinance is designed to expand the uses permitted in your heavy industrial zoning district, and specifically to accommodate the redevelopment of the GlaxoSmithKline property. There were some unusual provisions in our HI district that prohibited uses that were permitted otherwise in the LI district, and in this case, it limits the ability to redevelop that property. The parcel, the ordinance limits itself to over 30 acres, and it must be located south of the Pennsylvania Turnpike in the HI district. Must be a minimum of 30 acres, and it's a conditional use for all the additional uses that we're permitting under the ordinance. The board went through this in great detail at previous meetings. The board have any questions?
No, I don't.
Hearing none, does the audience have any questions or comments?
Tina? I don't know if you can hear her.
Yeah, just check to see if Ms. Garzillo has anything. Nothing.
Okay.
No, no questions.
And I have nothing from the public.
Okay.
So with that, we'll adjourn the hearing and reconvene into the public meeting portion of the agenda. This ordinance is now in a position for your consideration.
Yeah.
Mr. Gore, we believe that Mr. Campbell wanted to say something. We're trying to open his.
And if you can hear me, you are unmuted, but.
Thank you. So I just wanted to, I think Joe misspoke on one thing that actually affects the HI district. I think it won, and he referenced the GSK site. This is actually the more likely to affect the Enquirer building. But other than that, his summary is accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I appreciate the town's staff's consideration of this request. I have nothing else.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. So we moved out of the hearing then, Mr. McGorry?
Yes, you're in the public meeting portion now.
Okay, and in that case, what's the pleasure of the board on this?
Make a motion to approve. I'll second.
We have a motion by Mr. Wax, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to accept this request to change the certain research and development uses within the HI zoning district as detailed previously. Any other questions from the board? Anything from the public, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing, Mr. Generali.
In that case, all in favor say aye.
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 Tina said aye.
Passes 5-0. Item C on our agenda this evening was a resolution 2021-08 regarding a subdivision plan from Gentera Corporation on Columbus Street in the Sweetsburg section of Upper Marion. And we have received a letter requesting an extension. Mr. Hamaday?
Yes, details. Mr. Genoway. I spoke to Mr. Paniza and his attorney, Daniel Rowley, from Kaplan Stort. They forwarded me a letter today granting the board an extension through March 4th, 2021, to which the board to make a decision on the proposed subdivision plan.
Through what date, March?
Through March 4th, your work session.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. That takes us to item D, which is Resolution 2021-09, which is a preliminary and final subdivision plan. K. Oberreither Solon Burgess, 1266 and 1272 Gulf Creek Drive. This has essentially, if I remember right, this is a lot line revision?
Yes, this is a transfer of about 19,000 square feet from one property, 1266 to 1272. If you recall from the work session, it's to change transfer ownership of the tennis court.
Right.
The property. I did speak to the engineer. He did forward me a letter or an email today that the owner received the draft resolution and accepts all the conditions should the board move forward with approval of the subdivision plan or lot line transfer.
Okay. We did see this at the last meeting. It was actually quite simple.
Pretty clear.
Yeah. Pretty clear. Pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2021-09.
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Mr. Phillips, seconded by Ms. Kenny, to approve Resolution 2021-09 regarding these two properties on Gulf Creek Drive. Any final questions from the board?
Now, I'd just like to comment that it's nice to see neighbors who get along and who can come to agreements about things like this. That's all.
Very good. Mr. Hammaday, anything from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Genoway.
In that case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Okay. That takes us to item E, which is the consent agenda, which when I'm done with this, it should be tomorrow. It is quite lengthy, and Mr. Wax, I'm not going to read it twice. Item one, the resignation of Evelyn Ankers from the Community Center Complex Advisory Board. The resignation of William Del Colo from the Upper Marion Historical Commission. And we thank them both for their service. Item three, these are a series of authorizations for the township manager to sign real estate tax settlement stipulations, and these are final settlements of adjustments to tax rates. This is number one is SSN Rukai Hotels land development for 875 Mansell Mill Road for the tax year 2020 of an overpayment of real estate taxes in the amount of $4,569.65. So if I say overpayment, we're going to give them the money back. If I say underpayment, we're going to receive money. Alois LLC and Anef LLC, 1000 First Avenue, for the tax years 2019 and 2020, resulting in an underpayment of real estate taxes for those years in the amount of $3,869.50. Alois LLC and Anef LLC, 1020 First Avenue, for the tax years 2019 and 2020, resulting in an underpayment of real estate taxes for those years in the amount of $3,869.50. Alsu LLC and Anef LLC, 1040 First Avenue for the tax years 2019 and 2020, resulting in an underpayment of real estate taxes for those years in the amount of $3,869.50. And Alsu LLC and Anef LLC, 1060 First Avenue, for the tax years 2019 and 2020, resulting in an underpayment of real estate taxes for those years in the amount of $3,869.50. Deuce Park LLC, 631 Park Avenue, for the tax years 2019 and 2020, resulting in an overpayment of real estate tax for those years in the amount of $10,974.16. Next, ASP Realty, Inc., 304 West DeKalb Pike, for the tax years 2019 and 2020, resulting in an overpayment of real estate taxes for those years in the amount of $3,014.25. Baruch Triad LLC, 2020 Renaissance Boulevard, for the tax years 2018 to 2020, resulting in an underpayment of real estate taxes for those years of $11,087.98. 145 West DeKalb Pike Associates, for the tax years 2015-2020, resulting in an underpayment of real estate taxes for those years of $37,587.43. KOP Hotel XXXI owner LP, 260 Mall Boulevard for the tax years 2017-2018, resulting in an underpayment for those years of $15,541.59. And Brandywine Operating Partnership LP, 935 First Avenue, Condo 2 for the tax years 2019 and 2020, resulting in an underpayment in those years of $4,451.33. And if my math is right, that is a total underpayment or a net underpayment, which means we will be receiving approximately $65,000.
That's what I got. Yes.
Okay.
He's doing the same math.
Item 4, Township Outdoor Police Firing Range Soil Remediations Project Contract, Gordian, consideration of a contract for Gordian of Greenville, South Carolina, through the Keystone Purchasing Network for soil remediation at the Outdoor Police Firing Range in the amount of $97,717.94. Essentially, this is routine maintenance of the site and cleaning up of the lead. Correct, Mr. Hamadan?
Correct.
Easy come, easy go.
Yep. Item 5, Resolution 2021-07, disposition of township vehicles at auction. Anything to add, Mr. Hamadan?
There are three vehicles. They're all old, an 07 Ford Escape, a 06 Chevy Impala, and a 2001 Chevy Tahoe, either fair or poor condition.
They're old enough.
They're old enough, and they have served us well.
Okay. And any replacements hopefully will be EV?
Actually, these won't be replaced. These are just disposed.
Okay.
I don't want to say disposed of, but they're no longer needed, and we have other vehicles functioning. Yeah.
Fine.
Item number 6, Resolution 2021-10, Montco 2040 grant application for Renaissance Business Park. Authorization for the township manager to submit a Montco 2040 implementation grant program application to Montgomery County for public transportation and wayfinding improvements in Renaissance Business Park. And this is grant.
Yes, I have a drawing of what the signs are going to look like. There'll be two monument signs at the entrance to Renaissance, one off of Sweetland and one off of Church, that say Renaissance. There'll be two signs that said Commons. If you recall, there's a circle there in Renaissance. And if the board, if you want, I can show a picture, or I can share it with everybody.
Go ahead, if you can quickly show it on the screen.
We're authorized. We have to apply for it. But
got it. Okay.
The bid will do it. They'll get
you
it.
You want to explain
that?
Okay.
That's what I was hoping you would do.
Okay. If he doesn't, could you? Thanks.
Nope. And then you're going to make a liar out of myself. There we go. So, if I can. And actually, I want to share the screen for the board. If we look at it, there'll be two monument signs, and they'll say Renaissance Park. There will be two what we'll call common signs in the circle, and I'll show you the map in a second. And there'll be two wayfinding signs in the park showing directions of what address is where. And if I can... If we look at the park, I know it's very difficult to see. If we look at the monument signs at Renaissance, we have the wayfinding, or the, excuse me, the wayfinding signs, and then we have the common signs. So the total project costs about $200,000. There'll be $102,000 of private funding that are secured by the bid, and the remaining balance will be requested for the County 2040 grant.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I was just picking up a text here on a question, but Can you go through the process here? This is being managed by the bid?
Yes, this application will be a township application to the county in conjunction with the King of Prussia Business Improvement District, and this project will be managed by the bid.
Okay, so the funds come from the bid and from the grant that we are applying for?
Yes.
So no township funds are being used for this?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hamaday. The next item is permission to advertise the proposed ordinance amending Chapter 165 to amend the title and definition of adult bookstore, adult video store, and sexually oriented business, and to amend to reclassify adult book and video stores for consideration at the April 15th, 2021 business meeting. And this is just language clarification.
Housekeeping.
Yeah, housekeeping item. Item number 8, Crow Creek Trail Project Contract Payment Number 3, in the amount of $184,475.25 to Kenny Excavating for work to date on the Crow Creek Trail Project. No reference, no relation to Ms.
Kenny. Yeah, do I have to say that every time? No, no relation to Kenny, Carol Kenny, the Kenny Excavating. Thank you. We were in real estate, not in building. Thank you.
The following 8 items are in regard to the fire station on Guthrie Road, and they are construction-related change orders and payments. The first item is a plumbing contract change order, request number 1, in the amount of $4,235.29 to F.W. Howder for the replacement of floor-mounted toilets with wall-mount fixtures, and that's a code requirement. The next item is electrical contract change order, request number 1, in the amount of $250.68 to White Marsh Electric for installation of USB charging receptacles in the dormitory room. The next item is an electrical contract change order, request number 2, in the amount of $1,101.20 to White Marsh Electric for the installation of additional receptacles and wiring in the computer server room. The next item is general construction contract payment number 6, in the amount of $31,065 to the Fayette Group for work to date on the fire station. The next item is mechanical contract payment number 6, in the amount of $3,150 to Aid Duct Mechanical for work done to date on the fire station. The next item is the elevator contract payment number 4, in the amount of $7,740 to F.W. Howder for work to date at the fire station. The next item is the electrical contract payment number 6, in the amount of $8,329.59 to White Marsh Electric for work done to date on the fire station. And the last one for this is construction management contract payment in the amount of $7,580 to A&E Construction for work to date on the fire station. Item 17 under the consent agenda is the 2019-2020 Township Road Program Engineering Contract Change Order, request number 1, in the amount of $8,500 to T&M Associates for survey, design, and inspection of 8 additional ADA ramps as part of the road program. Anything to add on that one, Mr. Hamaday?
The only thing I want to let the board know is that the reason we added the extra 8 is because we didn't do a 2019 road program. Those 8 were split between the roads that were to be done in 19 that we didn't do in 20. So we did them all as part of the 2020 program.
Can you tell us, do you know where they are?
I apologize, I don't know all the locations. Okay. They would have been within all the roads that we paved. And if you remember, we added some extra roads in the 2020 program that then corresponded with the handicap ramps and all those roads.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that completes the consent agenda for this evening. Pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
A second.
So I have a motion by Mrs. Kenny, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to accept the consent agenda. Any questions from the board? Mr. Hamaday, anything from the public?
Nothing from the public, Mr. Genoway.
In that case, you're all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It passes 5-0. It takes us to item F, a Verizon land lease regarding the Township Public Works Garage at 466 West Church Road. Consideration of a 5-year renewable land lease with Selco Partnership, doing business as Verizon Wireless, for the installation of a 394-square-foot wireless cellular communications facility, including an 81-foot monopole tower on the township property at an annual lease rate of $12,000. Mr. Hamaday, anything else?
Just to refresh what was discussed at the board's work session, the lease is a 5-year renewable lease, so we have 4 5-year renewal terms. We have the renewal rate increase of 2% a year. Each of those years, it includes an 81-foot monopole. There is a right to co-locate. The township would get 100% of any additional lease revenue for the equipment on the ground if they decide to have a co-locator on the monopole. Mr. Ruggieri's office also reviewed and negotiated with Verizon. What we did get through that is Verizon will pay any real estate tax assessment based based on the 394-square-foot area if assessed by the county. Again, the 100% of the sublease. We also have a most favored nation clause. If the township supervisors rent or lease another area to another provider for a cell site that gets a better rate, Verizon will match that rate on this site.
Okay.
And I just add that it's in an area that Mr. Hickman indicated that is non-used, right next to the salt storage bin, and we don't plan to use that area, so.
If we did have any plans subsequently to use that area, is there a clause, a termination clause?
There is a termination clause, and if we decided to use that, we would have to relocate at our expense the, again, it's only less than 400 square feet. So it's an area tucked between the property line and the salt bin. You know, long-term, I don't believe Mr. Hickman has any plans for that area.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Mr. Garzello, do you have any questions? Okay. In that case, pleasure of the board.
I'll make a motion to accept the Verizon lease as stated.
I'll second.
We have a motion from Supervisor Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Wax, to enter into this lease agreement with Verizon with the firm regarding this Verizon wireless site. Any final questions from the board? Anything from the public, Mr. Hamaday?
Nothing from the public. Just want to indicate Mr. Hickman just let me know that he definitely does not have any plans for that area. He is watching.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hickman.
In that case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 5-0, it passes. That takes us to item G, fence height exception request at 1112 Lafayette Road in the Wayne section of Upper Marion. Consideration of a request from the property owner at 1112 Lafayette Road, pursuant to section 165-208 of the Township Zoning Code, to permit an 8-foot high solid fence along the rear property line adjacent to a railroad line. Mr. Hamaday.
Thank you, Mr. Genoway. As noted at the work session, this is a request from the homeowner for an 8-foot high fence. The zoning code allows the board to approve a fence higher than 6 feet in the rear yard, going to 8 feet if it's adjacent to either a rail line or a utility or a industrial development. In this case, the owner is looking for approximately 170 feet of 8-foot high fence along the rear yard of the property. It doesn't go the whole length of the property, but about 174 feet of that to shield a pool from the rail line. If you remember, the board asked me to reach out to the contractor and the homeowner. They did not get back to me, but a Google Earth map shows that the closest property to this or home to this is about 270 feet away from this rear line. And then the fence will be about 20 feet from the rear property line, which is actually in line with a grove of trees.
which actually probably provide more buffer than this fence will, but I'm assuming in the wintertime when the foliage is down. But I have not heard from either the contractor, which is the fence authority, or the homeowner.
And they are not present on the WebEx tonight?
No.
Anything else from members of the board on this?
Is this an active rail line?
Mm-hmm. It's a spur of the Trenton line.
Got it. Yeah.
I don't think this is a particularly big deal. I'm ready to, I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Wax. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Seconded by Mr. Phillips. Any other questions from members of the board?
No question, but let me make a comment. Normally, when there's matters before the board, we want the applicant to be here before the board to answer any questions. But once again, as I said 2 minutes ago, this is not a particularly big deal, so that's why I made the motion.
Okay. Mr. Habenay, anything from the public?
Well, if I could. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Nothing from the public.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Ms. King.
I'm just more concerned that we didn't get an answer from the property owner, and I usually like to know that the property owners have been advised or questioned or, you know, this is discussed with them. I understand, I'm perfectly fine with the reason for the fence. My only hesitation is not being able to have the property owner respond at all.
Yeah.
To us, to let us know that it's okay that they have spoken to whatever neighbors are adjacent to them.
And they may not, we have no idea if they even did.
I wouldn't want us to say okay to this and then a month from now or 6 months from now have the neighbor come along and
for ask some for the reason same thing.
Complain and yeah. say we shouldn't have done it. That's my hesitation yeah. here.
And to respond to that, 99.9% of the time I would agree with that. And as you know,
no,
I'm almost always the first person
yeah.
to ask if
yeah.
you've spoken to the neighbors. But, you know, it backs up to a rail line. The nearest
it
house is 270
does.
Feet away. And we all know that portion
yeah.
of the township. There's
yeah.
huge expanse.
Yeah.
To me, it's not a and there's a grove
okay.
of trees anyway. To me, it's not a big deal.
Well, the grove of trees is between them and the railroad.
The railroad,
yes.
yes.
Not
yes.
between them and...
No. There are...
Yeah.
The satellite image
yeah.
shows
yeah.
a row of trees
yeah.
on both sides of
yeah.
the.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would agree with Mr. Wax's analysis of that.
Okay. In that case, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes 5-0. Item number 7, accounts payable and payrolls. Your pleasure with accounts payable and payrolls.
Move to pay the bills.
I'll second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, seconded by Mrs. Kenny to pay the accounts payable and payrolls. Any other questions from board comments?
The only question I have on the payroll and accounts payable is does this resolve our issue with zoning hearing board?
Yes. Well, I'll say that it won't include any new bills coming in. If they were received
past.
After this, but past bills.
Past
yes.
Okay. Anything from the public?
Nothing, Mr. Generally.
Okay. In that favor, or in case all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Additional business. Anything under additional business? Mrs. Kim.
I'm going to take my mask off so this can be clearer. The hot topic on everybody's minds, judging by phone calls, emails, and just random meetings in the food stores around town or Wawa's, people are concerned about COVID and about the possibility of getting vaccines. The one thing that I can offer, in addition to all the other venues that we're told we can go online to get on various websites and get on various lists, starting with Montgomery County. There are other places such as Giant, who has had at the pharmacy, they have had vaccines at one point. Wegmans, Rite Aid seems to have been very successful in a number of locations offering vaccines. Weiss Markets, Walgreens, jump in if anybody else can think of other places. I'm not even going to get into what's happening with the shortage, the apparent shortage right now in the state because of misunderstandings or following orders. But I just want to let people know that I have been in touch with both the health department in Montgomery County and with Commissioner Art Valarcouche, and have had Zoom meetings and email exchanges. And my concern right now, aside from the difficulty that everyone is having in getting the first dose and then the second dose, my concern has been leaving behind people in our county who do not have access to computers. Now, I if this is going out on the television, I'm speaking to people who are watching this on TV. Some of you might be participating or watching on computers, but there are a lot of people in our county who, for whatever reason, do not have computer access, or they don't have the technology available to them, or they can't afford it, or they don't have internet. I've been very disappointed in the state and the county in not having a phone number that you can call, as you can do, to get a COVID test. The COVID test phone number worked well. The testing procedure worked very well. I used it myself back in the fall. But the only number that we do have for the county for the COVID hotline is not for registration, but this is the best that information that I can give you. We are putting this information out on our TV station, on the bulletin board, and also on the digital billboard at the corner of Henderson and 23. So if you have a chance to get a piece of paper and a pen, and you can share this information with anyone you know who would like to call the hotline, and again, it's just for information, it's not for registration, but feel free to ask questions about trying to register. The number is 833-875-3967. And I'll repeat that again. But again, this is, to me, a big disappointment that we have not been able to do a better job, that we're leaving behind people who are older, people who are not computer savvy, people who have trouble seeing and dealing with computers. It's very frustrating for the average person, I'm a person who works with computers all the time, and I found it extremely frustrating, the whole system. So again, I will repeat that number, 833-875-3967. Please share that number, and you know, we have to just do whatever we all can do to help our relatives, help our neighbors, help our friends try to locate vaccines when available, and just to get people on the registration list so they're on the waiting list. So good luck to everyone.
To add a couple of points to what Mrs. Kenny has shared, it has been extremely disappointing on the process for the rollout of the vaccine. Despite the fact that we're a commonwealth where local government is supposed to be the ruling area of responsibility, local government has had no input, has no responsibility in the plan to do anything regarding vaccinations. That doesn't mean we're not trying to do what we can for you. In fact, in addition to what Mrs. Kenny has done, and I must compliment her, she's been like a dog with a bone on this. She has not let anything go unturned here. Today, I was on calls at the county and the state level to see what other things can be done and how it can be better managed, and those things are being worked through. We are having a presentation from the county to elected officials on March the 5th. So at our March meeting, we should know more information about processes, phone numbers, access points, vaccine supply, and things of that nature. But at this point, the townships have been shut out just as much as any other aspect of the general public. The other thing that I am pleased to let you know, though, Today, I was in conversations with the Government Affairs Department at Children's Hospital Philadelphia. They are opening a COVID testing site in Upper Marion effective tomorrow. Now, what this means is that if you're in the system with CHOP, as I understand it, get your provider, your doctor, to give you the key information. And the doctor will essentially, by giving you that key information, sort of gives you the opportunity to then call the CHOP information or hotline, or go online and go through the protocol questionnaire that they have. It's a little different for kids than it is for adults.
This is testing.
Not vaccinations.
Okay.
Vaccinations are totally different. Okay. They are being given, but that's totally different. This is just for COVID testing. So it's an online, and it's also a call-in through CHOP, and you can go to the CHOP website for that information to gather that. Unfortunately, I did not get their phone call or their phone number. I just got this at the close of business today and did not get the phone number with the rest of the information. But if you go to the CHOP website, you'll be able to see the link and get the information from there. And Mr. Hamaday, we'll get this out into our communiques.
Yes.
Quickly as well. Mr. Wax.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Two very brief things. First, I want to mention that with the resignation of Evelyn Ankers from the Community Center Complex Advisory Board, for the first time, I think, in the history of that board since its formation and initial seating of members, there is a vacancy on that board. If you are interested in applying, please submit an application to Upper Marion Township. You can find the applications online on the Township website under the Government tab and the Authorities, Boards, and Commissions sub-tab. I also want to thank Ms. Ankers for her dedicated work to that board, and I hope to see you around the Township soon. Also, I want to mention that the Board of Community Assistance application deadline is April 15. You can find applications for that also on the Township website under the Government and Authorities, Boards, and Commissions sub-tab. I have no doubt that at the March business meeting, we will get a presentation from the BCA Chair, Brett Montique, as he has done in previous years, to provide information as to, you know, what the BCA has done in the past, what they're looking for in regards to applications for grants for organizations which provide services to Upper Marion Township and graduating high school seniors who reside in Upper Marion Township who are looking to continue their education after they finish high school. We'll talk more about that at the business meeting in March. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Wax. Mr. Phillips.
I just have a question to go back to the agenda for the firing range soil remediation.
Yes.
Do you have a date when that's going to start?
I do not. I will get that from Mr. Hickman. My guess is once the weather breaks, because they do have to excavate the earthen bank at the rear of the property. I know Jeff is listening, so he may chime in, but if he doesn't, I will let you know as soon as we get a start date on that.
Thank you.
I can mute him if unmute him. Let's just see. Jeff, are you there? Nope.
Okay. Well, the other thing is we have an opening on the Historical Commission with the resignation of William Del Colo. I want to thank him for his year on the board and all he's done in terms of preservation for Upper Marion, and we look forward to having applications for people to replace and sit in his seat. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mrs. Garzillo, anything this evening?
I really don't have anything new to report, but I just wanted to add on to the communities, the advisory boards, and the vacancies, that there are also some additional vacancies on Parks and Rec and on ECDC. So it looks like we have quite a few openings for residents to get involved. I think that there's maybe an opportunity for residents that have been kind of penned up in their homes and looking for things to do and ways to get involved. So this is an excellent opportunity to do that. And other than that, I just wanted to tell everyone just to stay safe. The roads will be icy again in the morning on your commute into work if you're going into work. So everyone just stay safe and stay healthy. That's all that I have.
Thank you, Mrs. Graziano. We were able to identify the Children's Hospital helpline. It's 800-722-7112. It's 800-722-7112. And again, that's children only. Children only for COVID testing. And you will need to go through your primary care provider for additional information on that.
If I could just tack on,
yes.
It's important to also remember that Montgomery County does have free COVID-19 test sites. Mm-hmm. I know that one is in Ardmore because that is where I went for my most recent COVID-19 test site, and you can register for appointments either online on the Montgomery County website, and there's a number you can call to register for appointments. I don't have that information on me, though, but I know we've done a really good job of publicizing that.
Yep. Okay. Anything else? Anything from the public?
Nothing from the public, but Mr. Hickman respond back to me. He believes that we're looking sometime in March, but it won't start until we get favorable weather for the solar remediation project.
Okay.
And if I can, just one thing, and I don't want to steal the board's thunder, but due to the storm today, I just want to reach out, and I'm sure on behalf of myself and the board and the residents, the Public Works Department did a wonderful, wonderful job. Before, I'm going to say at 3 o'clock on, we had wide open, almost clear streets. So I just want to give a kudos. Our guys are still out there. I know they're tired, but they did a heck of a job this storm and the prior two storms that we had.
I had that down here.
I apologize.
That's okay.
Mr. Gentleman.
How about kudos?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely did a great job. A number of comments in, and you know, of course, there's always going to be a hit or a miss somewhere. You know, if you have concerns or questions, don't hesitate to reach out and let either Mr. Hamaday or call the Public Works number, the hotline. That's the easiest way to get somebody back out. If something was misplaced or wrongly placed or they missed something, they'll come back out. Just have to let them know.
I'll make Mr. Hickman's cell phone number available right now. We do know, Jeff and I spoke today.
Don't do that. Want to keep him.
We do know that some residents did shovel out early when we are making our final passes. Unfortunately, we will probably block in some driveways, but that's to be expected. No.
Okay, thank you. We are expecting additional snow overnight and some freezing rain, so it's not going to get any better before tomorrow morning. So please stay safe, everyone. And having no other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? We stand adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Stay safe, everyone.